Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number one. We looked at just kind of quickly as a review of angels. I won't go into it. I just want to give you a review from last week. Have so much to share with you today. I won't get it all in today. I've probably got a couple more weeks of this. Next week, Lord willing, we're going to look at the fallen angels, the demons. The King James Bible calls them devils. We'll look at them next week. And then the following week, we'll look at Satan and his different falls and all. But just as a review, we talked about the work of angels. By the way, the study of angels is called, in systematic study, angelology, the study of angels. And we saw about seven things, and there's many more, but just to give you a thought, the angelic realm is a created realm. In other words, God created them. And I mentioned again last week, and every time I think of this, God created all things, everything, seen and unseen. And my mind cannot fathom, our human mind cannot fathom, the immensity of God. Before God created the heavens and the earth, He'd already created the angels. We looked at that last week, and I believe that the angels were created way before He created the heavens and the earth. In Genesis 1:1. Again, what did God do before He created anything? There was just the Father, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. That's all they did. I mean, that's... Are y'all following?
Yeah.
He's the only one that was in eternity past. So what did the Lord do in eternity past before He created the angels, the angelic realm, the seraph, the cherub, all these things we've talked about, even heaven? After I'm in heaven for about 1,000,000 years, I'm going to ask the Lord, Lord, what did you do? I know He thought about us. I understand all that, the plans and all these things. But anyway, I'm just saying, He created the angelic realm. Secondly, we see that angels are powerful beings. We looked at 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 35, where one angel killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers in one night. And we read that passage last week, and I love that passage where it says that they woke up dead. 185,000 of them. Next morning, the Bible says they woke up dead. Anyway, let's move on. We also learned that angelic beings are masculine. They're in the masculine gender. By the way, there's only two genders of mankind, male and female. Okay. In the angelic realm, there's only one. They're always referred, and we looked at Bible verses last, as in the masculine form, him. By the way, we looked at this, they are not reproductive beings. There's not lady angels, and they don't reproduce. God created them, and we looked at this. They're a company, not a race. There are holy angels and unholy angels. And we'll talk about that more next week, about the unholy angels. These are the ones who fell. When Lucifer fell, he took a third part of the angelic realm with him. Again, next week we'll dive in a little bit more of why there are some demons on this earth who are free, some who are in the underworld now chained, waiting to be released during the tribulation period. There's four that's under the Euphrates River. Preacher, do you believe that? Well, the Bible says that. Anyway, they're captive, and they're going to be released during the tribulation period. Why are some free, and why are some captive? Well, we'll talk about that next week. The Bible speaks of that. Okay, so there are unholy angels and holy angels. By the way, forever will they be. There are no forgiveness. For angels. In other words, angels aren't going, the ones who were fallen, there are no forgiveness for them. Well, they can become holy angels again. With that, we'll look at Satan's rebellion. with the fallen angels. And let me give you a few things now about the ministering of angels. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 14. And again, I mentioned last week, there are so many books and movies and songs written about angels. I mentioned a couple last week. Touched by an Angel. Remember that? I used to watch that. Roma Downey or whatever her name was. You know, it's a cute little thing. By the way, did I mention angels don't have wings? I think I mentioned that last week. Okay. Anyway, there's Touched by an Angel. And I remember the one about angels in the outfield. Remember that there? But so many of these movies, they kind of form our thought pattern, what angels are like, okay? Well, don't listen to Hollywood. Don't listen to those who said they've gone to heaven, come back and wrote a book. You know how I feel about that, you know. The Apostle Paul went to the third heaven, and God wouldn't let him utter anything, you know. So I doubt if God would allow anybody else. If he wouldn't let the Apostle Paul talk about the things that he'd seen in heaven, he said, it's unlawful for me to speak of these things. I doubt very seriously that you hear about these books people write. And just recently, some preacher, I saw it, it popped on my thing, some preacher went to heaven, he saw Jesus, he saw the angels, he come back and told his congregation, and people believe that, but anyway. So when we discuss angels in angelology, we want to don't do supposition or what I think. I want to say what the Bible says, okay? Even though we may not understand it all. But thus saith the word. And here in Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 14, we want to look at the work of angels. And we see it in verse number 14. Listen to verse 13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies a footstool? Remember, he's comparing angels to Jesus. In chapter number 1, we went through the book of Hebrews. And what's the key word in the book of Hebrews? Better. He's better than the angels. He's better than Melchizedek. He's better than Moses. He's better as you go through. He's better, better, better. And he's talking here in chapter number 1. He's better than the angels. Who else? Which of the angels did he say, hey, sit right next to me, you know? Verse 14. Speaking of angels, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Now, it's interesting, that word ministering or minister is that same word we get the word deacon from. I'm not going to pronounce it because Doug's in our midst and he's a Greek scholar. I wrote it down, but how you spoke, I'm going to try it. Diakonos. Diakonos. It means deacon. Okay, that's the same word that these angels, not that they're deacons, it's the word though, that they serve. That's what the word diakonos means. It means they serve, they minister. And it says to who? To the saints. Now, a lot of people get some crazy ideas, okay? I have 7 things. I was going to write an 8th one down that I found myself and about angels, but I thought you would get carried away with. Because we have the Bible now, and some of the things that God did in the Old Testament and New Testament, he doesn't have to do them because we have the Word of God. And for instance, in the Old Testament and New Testament, angels actually appeared unto men and told them what they needed to do, okay? The Old Testament and New Testament, they told them, well, I was going to with Paul, get up, out of here, you know? And I'm just, they were doing that in the Old Testament and New Testament. And I was afraid to say something about that, but I already did. They don't appear to us in that manner anymore to tell us, to guide us and to direct us like they did Paul and Elijah and all these other that had encounters with angelic realms. We now have the Word of God, and it's sufficient. By the way, isn't it enough?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.